Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up, everyone? It is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I am super happy, super excited, because today my guests are none other than Impact Wrestling's very own Knockouts World Tag Team Champions. We have the Inspiration, Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay. What's up, girls?
Yay. Hello. Hell of an introduction. Thank you. So
yes, the introductions. We got to get them out there because you guys definitely deserve it. You guys have been, you know, just been completely rebranding yourself. I was just telling Cassie off the air that I've been loving everything that you guys have been doing with all of your photo shoots and all of that good stuff. So I kind of want to start there a little bit, because the last several months of your lives, I'm sure, has been very different. You know, a big shift, a big transition in your life. You go, you know, from essentially being in one place, you move on, now you are with Impact Wrestling, and now, as we mentioned, you guys are both Knockouts Tag Team Champions. So I kind of want to start off with sort of a broad question for each of you, in the sense of I want to get the idea of what this latest transition in your lives has been like. And Cassie, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Yeah, it's been a huge transition, obviously, but just kind of having the freedom to create the brand, the Inspiration that Jess and I have always dreamt of creating ourselves, it's been really fun and rewarding. And just, you know, from the outfits that we wear, even just on social media, it's like everything we do, it has the purpose of branding the Inspiration. And it has just been so fulfilling for us.
Yeah, awesome. It's been a lot of fun. We've loved this time to kind of recreate who we want to become, and it's been the best time. Like Cass said, we plan bloody everything. I'm texting her, I'm going to post this on this date with this caption, help me out. And it's been a blast. So we're having the best time right now.
No, and that's so cool, because that is one of the things that I wanted to ask you about. I feel like you have this newfound freedom to really take control of your brand and who you want to be out there. You've been, you know, you guys have the podcast, you guys have the photos, you know, everything that you're doing with Impact and all of that, you know, it's all part of your brand and who you are. So I do want to ask, what has been, you know, as the Inspiration, what has been the inspiration behind everything you guys have been doing and piecing together?
Oh gosh, there's so much. We, at the core of the Inspiration is our friendship. That's always going to be the driving force behind everything that we do, whether it's our podcast, whether it's wrestling. That's always going to be a part of everything that we do. Behind that is just, wow, there's so much. We're heavily inspired by the 2000s era right now. We're giving you Clueless vibes. We're giving you Britney Spears, you know, I'm a slave for you type thing. We've been really enjoying just creating our own kind of era, I'd say, and just like mapping it all out. It's been so much fun. We're heavily inspired by movies, our day-to-day life, our inside jokes, by each other, just in our everyday lives. Our families inspire us. There's so much that the Inspiration brings. It's literally who we are. It's our lives. It's just us in a little bubble. And I love our bubble.
And, you know, we're talking about all of the fun stuff, but I do want to know, have there been any sort of challenges in terms of like, okay, you know, obviously we're now taking the control in our hands. What would you say has been the biggest transition in your life, or maybe the biggest challenge for you both?
I can't think of any challenges that we've had to deal with. I think with each other, we're just so on the same page, and we're always just thinking the same thing, that it's just easy for us. I think that's why we work so well together, because, you know, Jess and I can shoot one look to each other and we know exactly what the other one is thinking. We're like twins. We've got this like intel, you know, I think the challenge is just pushing ourselves to step up and take our brand as far as we see it for ourselves.
And that's the thing too that I also want to add, because, you know, we mentioned, you know, earlier, you know, being, you know, prior in WWE and being released, and now, you know, you're going out and you're doing all of this stuff. And I feel like we're really, you know, from an outsider's perspective, I'm seeing a lot of the creativity that both of you are bringing and that both of you have to offer. So I do kind of want to touch on that as well, because for you, both of you, and you can each answer this individually, how does it feel, you know, when you have this vision of yourself and something that you really want to accomplish, and maybe somebody else doesn't necessarily share that same vision? How does that motivate you to say, you know what, like, I have all of this to offer? So I kind of want to talk a little bit about the, maybe the motivation behind all of that.
Yeah, it's easy, you know, when we were with WWE, it's very much like Groundhog Day. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And you can get into this routine and it's just everything's the same. But for Cass and I, we've always wanted more. We'll never be complacent with our lives or where we are. And that's why Impact was the perfect place for us to call our new home, because they give us this whole world and we can step into that and we can do whatever we have dreamed of, and it's just amazing. So it's we're really fortunate to be a part of Impact and to have that creativity and that freedom to do so, and also that trust. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always known that Cassie is a damn star, and I'm so glad that I'm her best friend, because we just make each other better people, and there's no one else on this whole entire world that I'd want my life to be with. So it's just, you know, we've got many years ahead of us, onward and upwards, as we say.
Onwards and upwards. Did you want to add to that, Cassie?
I mean, everything Jess said is what I would say too. There's some sort of a saying that I can't exactly remember right now, but it's something along the lines, if you want to go far, go together. And when I think of Jess and the inspiration or whatever it is, whatever brand we create now or in the future, in the past, I just see us together going so much further than we could go alone. And alone is a lonely road ahead, you know, but together we just have so much fun, and there's so much we have sacrificed just even living in this country. So for us to make our families proud and that the sacrifices make them worth it, doing that together, that really drives us.
And like you mentioned, onwards and upwards. And I feel you definitely did that, because, hey, you make your debut at Bound for Glory. You become Knockouts Tag Team Champions. So what did it mean to the both of you to, you know, be able to hold those titles and really revel in that moment?
Oh, I mean, it was such a crazy feeling, because not only is Bound for Glory the biggest show of the year for Impact, it was our debut. It was a championship match and we win on our debut. I mean, it doesn't get any, you can't plan, like, it happened perfectly to a T. And we put so much hard work into every aspect. I mean, that entrance, we would have spoken about that for a couple of hours extensively. Everything from our entrance robes to our gear to the way we wanted to present ourselves, everything we thought about so meticulously, and it came out perfect in my eyes. I'm so proud of that, and that's a moment that no one can ever take away from us, so it's super special to us.
Perfect. So now, turning point coming up November 20th. You guys are having a rematch against Decay. We're wondering, you know, are you guys going to defeat them? We don't know, right? But I'm very much looking forward to that match. So I want to ask you guys, in terms of the preparation heading into this match with Decay, what is that preparation like for you? And what do you think fans can expect from the actual match?
I mean, as far as what fans can expect from the match, I would just say, and it's the same kind of mentality we have going into Bound for Glory, is that we're willing to do whatever we have to do. You know, face biting and big, you know, slams to the ground and things like that, I will take it. I'm going to get back up, you know?
Yep.
And I know Jess will here as well, because we're so passionate about being the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champions, and there's just nothing we wouldn't do to defend our titles and bring them home once again. And I've forgotten your other question. It was a twofold.
I think you kind of answered, like, what fans can actually expect and, like, your preparation heading into the actual match. Yeah. Awesome. Did you want to add to that, Jesse?
Oh, just that they can expect expect a damn good show from the inspiration. Deliver every time.
Perfect. So now I do, before we move on to our next portion of the interview, I do have two more questions for you. And one of those is that Impact really has a lot of incredibly talented women. We just saw the Knockouts Knockdown, which featured so many of those women. You know, you have people like Mickie James, Deonna Purrazzo, and so many others to name. Who are some of the women that you feel you have just been like in awe of or impressed of now that you're seeing the behind the scenes action before the show and, you know, even after and during the show?
Gosh, the whole roster is just so impressive. There's so many talented women. We're really grateful we can be a part of that locker room. I mean, Mickie is always going to be a person I'm just like, I mean, she's just so cool, you know?
Yes.
You're walking around and you're like, wow, how can I, like, she just loves life and she's happy.
She's got an aura.
Yes. The aura is, you resonate to it, you know? Yeah. Also seeing Gail, I mean, who's not a Gail Kim fan? You see her backstage, I'm like, hey, hello. Interact with all these incredible women. And, you know, they're only at Impact. That's why Impact is so special. That's, you know, the women's division is just on another level. So it's a lot of fun. We like to mess around with people, talk to everybody, and it's just been really cool getting to know people.
That's really awesome. Did you want to add to that, Cassie?
I mean, I can add to it if you like. I was just thinking, as you were saying, like both Mickie and Gail, they're so up there. But I think Deonna is one of the women who I've never been in the ring with before. And she's, you know, so successful and she's done so much. And I would love to see what we can do up against her. And Chelsea is another one who we're friends with. Chelsea, we have been for a long time, but I've never wrestled her. Jess, I'm not sure if you've ever wrestled her.
Never.
Yeah, never. So those are two women who I think their potential is unlimited. Yeah. And I would love to get in there with them.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. I know those would be some really entertaining matches, and to kind of see all of that, you know, mixed in, really awesome. So now my last question before we move on to our next portion is, in terms of goals, where do you guys, you know, we're really just less than 2 months away from starting this brand new year, 2022. What does 2022 look like for the inspiration?
Whew. Yeah, it's hard to... It's a tough question because we've been so focused on right now. We've been so focused on putting all of our energy into Impact Wrestling, into, you know, making sure the inspiration is as best as it could be. So that's what we've really been focusing on right now. But I will say we have a lot of other projects that we are extremely passionate about that will be happening in 2022. Will I say anything about them? No, because it's all a little hush-hush right now, but there are some things that Cass and I have always wanted to do, and we're going to be able to tick those things off. So, and that's why she's the best person I know, because we always want to grow. We will always want to keep moving on to bigger and better things, and it's really like this is the best time of our lives, and we're taking full advantage of that, and we're just going to create what we want to create and keep building that damn brand.
I am so excited for both of you. You know, honestly, like, I've been fans of both of you for a while now, and to kind of see what everything you guys are doing and piecing together, it's really, really awesome. So now we're going to go ahead and move on to our second portion of the interview. And this is essentially, you know, 10 questions, and I'm going to quiz you. So I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. So I'm going to direct certain questions to each of you, and it's kind of, how well do you know your best friend? So
wow, we got this.
So let's see how connected you guys really are. Let's go into this. Question number one. This one's for Cassie. Cassie, what is Jessica's favorite restaurant?
See, she never goes to the same place twice. She's always trying something new. So I don't know if she's got one particular favorite restaurant, because she's always just wanting to try something new.
Yeah. It's funny because it's a trick question, because I don't have one.
But I love that she had the answer, though, when she was trying to guess the restaurant for you. So would you say she's correct?
She's correct, yeah.
Perfect. Jessica, what is Cassie's favorite movie?
Oof, you know, there's a couple. The Notebook is probably, yeah. The Proposal's up there too, but The Notebook.
A Is she correct?
Yes. Any sort of rom-com's got my name written all over it.
I love it. I love it. Cassie, what is Jessica's favorite store to shop at?
Oh, gosh. If I had to pick one, she's got so many, but I'm just going to go ahead and say Zara is one of her favorites.
Yeah, literally every item in my wardrobe. I have a lot of Zara.
It's a great story. Yeah, I definitely agree. Jessica, is Cassie allergic to anything?
No, and if you are, I will be astounded.
Are you?
No, I don't really have allergies. Like my skin flares up sometimes to Band-Aids. I'm not really allergic to anything, no.
No.
Oh, yeah. My God, you guys are doing so good at this. Okay, Cassie, who are Jessica's favorite artists?
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Love Taylor Swift. Yep. That, I love it. I thought you were going to name somebody else. I was like, okay, so I wish I would have known that because I'm a big Swiftie as well. But I could do an entire show. So I do have a follow-up question for you now that I know this. What is your favorite Taylor Swift song and what is your favorite Taylor Swift album?
So I've been listening to Red lately.
Of course.
Because, you know, she's re-releasing all that. And I have to say that album is just so, it's been on repeat in my car for like a good 3 weeks now. But favorite, it's just because I was young when it came out, but probably You Belong With Me. Because it's you're all teenagers in high school falling in love, young and naive, you know, and then you grow up and you're like, woohoo. So I probably say that one.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Next question. This one's for Jessica. What is Cassie's favorite holiday?
Hawaii.
No, holiday, Jess, not vacation.
I was like, Hawaii.
You guys miss every time.
In Australia, holiday is a holiday.
I'm so sorry. It took me a second and I was like, Hawaii.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, what don't I know about?
Well, you know what? I'll give you a twofer. Her favorite vacation destination is Hawaii. Her favorite holiday is Christmas.
Correct. Is she correct?
With a big ding.
All right. So this next question, these next remaining questions are addressed to both of you. So both of you guys can answer however you please. So for the both of you, out of the both of you, who would you say is the extrovert and who would you say is the introvert?
We're both the introvert. So here's the thing, right? Put us together and we're extroverts. Put us alone separately, we're introverts.
We're in the corner, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, get me out of here. I don't want to socialize. Next question for the both of you. Who takes the longest to get ready?
Depends on the day, really.
It does. It's funny because we each have if she's had a day and she's going to take the longest, I'll be really quick so I can be there to support her, and then vice versa. If I'm a little bit stressed out and I'm taking longer, she'll be ready to support me. We're always in like a yin yang type of moment.
I'm so jealous. I'm thinking about this right now. I'm like, that would be an amazing thing to have constantly in your life. So that is just fantastic. Next one, both of you, who is the pickier eater?
True. Miss Cassie, bless her heart. I let her choose whenever we go out to eat because I want her to be happy and enjoy her food. But she is as plain as they come.
I am very picky.
Oh, man. Okay. And last one for the both of you. Who is the Monica? Who is the Rachel?
Oh, this is so easy. So easy. We were talking about this recently. Jess is the Monica and I am the Rachel.
We literally had that conversation. That is so funny. That's the question.
I see it too. Now that, prior to this interview, I thought it was going to be the other way around.
And
now as I've done this interview with both of you, I'm like, you know what? When you gave me the answer, I was like, yes, that I feel it now. I can see it now.
I love it. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. No. So thank you both so much for doing this interview with me, for playing this silly game with me. I really appreciate it. Before we go, if you guys can please just go ahead and plug in anything you guys would like to plug in.
Absolutely. So our socials are at Cassie Lee.
At Jessie McKay.
Our podcast is at Off Her Chops as well. Our YouTube, Off Her Chops. Please subscribe. And then we also have our exclusive content websites, and that is CassieLeeWorld.com and JessieMcKayWorld.com.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to have all of those links in the description box below. Also, you guys can catch Turning Point November 20th on Impact Wrestling, Impact Plus. Make sure you guys check it out. Links for all of that will be in the description box below. Other than that, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Cassie. This is Jesse. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.